Good morning. It's the 9th of December. Our middle reading today is Micah chapter 7. It's the last chapter of this book. The prophecy ends with a note of triumph. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. I'm going to read to you a short section from Brother Fred Pierce in his book Prophets Before the Exile. This is part of the section that is headed Concluding Reflections. I read, Micah has no expectation that the bulk of the nation will be brought to repentance. He foresees that judgment on the community is inevitable, but comforts his people with the assurance that there will be redemption for a remnant. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. God passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. Those words are taken from chapter 2, verse 12, and chapter 7, verse 18. He joins to this the assurance that the redemption of the remnant will involve also the return of the nations to the God of Israel. Many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh. He will teach us. We will walk in his paths. That's chapter 4 and the first two verses. Israel are being accustomed to the idea that the Gentile nations will not merely be subdued by the God of Israel, but will be reconciled to him, so that in some measure Israel would lose their exclusive privilege. An idea which was doubtless as unwelcome to the Israelites of the prophet's days as it was to the Jews when the gospel was preached. For us in these far-off days, Micah is an inspiration in his attitude to his task as a practicing servant of the Lord. 3 points may be selected as illustration. His deep sense of the spiritual nature of true religion, expressed in his best-known verse, What doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? That's chapter 6, verse 8. His sense of the righteousness of God's judgments, and his willing submission to them. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him, as we read in chapter 7, verse 9. And third, his profound faith that God's purpose of redemption would not be frustrated. God will plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Those words come from verse 9 of our chapter. The God of mercy would find a way to heal Israel of their sins, and so justly to perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham. Here is the priceless value of the Old Testament example, for these attitudes of Micah must also be ours. Thank you for listening to me.